USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The Federal Reserve reinforced its inflation fight Wednesday by raising its key interest rate for the seventh time this year and signaling more hikes yet to come. But it announced a smaller hike than it had in its past four meetings at a time when inflation is showing signs of easing. The Fed made clear in a statement and a news conference by Chair Jerome Powell that it thinks sharply higher rates are still needed to fully tame the worst inflation about to strike the economy in four decades. The central bank boosted its benchmark rate a half a point to a range of 4.25% to 4.5%, its highest level in 15 years. The latest move will further increase the costs of many consumer and business loans and the risk of a recession.
We continue to anticipate that ongoing increases will be appropriate in order to attain a stance of monetary policy that is sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2% over time.
As predicted, a line of severe storms pushed into parts of Arkansas, Texas, and Louisiana Tuesday evening, spawning tornadoes. In Louisiana, authorities say more than two dozen people were injured, some critically, after a tornado leveled a neighborhood in Farmerville, Union Parish. About 100 miles west of there, in Cato Parish, a young boy and his mom were killed after a tornado destroyed their home and other properties in the area. Here's Cato Parish Sheriff Steve Prater.
We don't even know where the trailer homes or some of the homes are. And so we're following debris fields, trying to find the actual residents, and then try to find if there's people inside.
Places in the upper plains and upper Midwest could see up to 2 feet of snow. Winter storm warnings and blizzard warnings are posted across the region. Truck driver Jeremy Glock waited for daylight to head out on snowy I-90 in Rapid City, South Dakota.
It got lighter and is able to see a little better, so just some trucks in the ditch, some cars in the ditch, but just wet roads.
This is USA Radio News.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Lawmakers from both sides of the aisle gathered in the Capitol's Statuary Hall Wednesday for the unveiling of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's official portrait. At the ceremony, Pelosi spoke about working with former Republican House Speaker John Boehner, who was at the unveiling.
We tried very hard to bring people together. What many different issues that were our challenges at the time. My biggest challenge, which I failed in, was to get him to stop smoking.
Pelosi will be replaced by New York Representative Hakeem Jeffries as Democratic Party leader in the House next month as Republicans take the majority. House Republican leader Representative Kevin McCarthy lashed out at a reporter who asked him why he's having such a hard time to get the votes he needs from his own party to be House Speaker in the new Congress.
You know what's amazing to me? Here we are with one of the biggest things going on the spending. And I can always count on you for the most inappropriate question.
And Tuesday night, Alex Ovechkin opened the scoring just 24 seconds into the hockey game. He added a second first period score and then completed the hat trick on Chicago Blackhawks goaler Peter Mrazek to join Wayne Gretzky and Gordie Howe as the third player in NHL history to reach the 800-goal milestone. Here's the call on WJFK Radio.
Chicago zone. The Blackhawks starting another turnover in front. And Mantha feeding it to Kuznetsov and Mrazek diving. A shot! They score! And it's Alex Ovechkin! And it's 800 goals in the National Hockey League!
Oh, by the way, Capitals beat the Blackhawks 7-3. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.